Zimbabwe Football Association, ZIFA, would like to inform the Football Federation of Nations that it has slashed head charges for Sunday's match against Comoros. Initially, the match was tagged as $3 for rest of ground, $5 for VIP for grandstand, and $10 for VIP. But I would like to assure the Football Fraternity that we have slashed these charges to $2 to rest of ground, and for grandstand and for VIP, the charges remain the same. So we appeal to the nation, to the fans, to everyone, even there in America, for you to come in your large numbers and support the national team as we clash against the Comoros. We are confident of a victory, and the victory can only come when you guys come in your large numbers.
So where was this confusion emanating from, Mr. Gwesela?
Yes, as I have said, I can confirm that initially we had paid those get charges at $3. But having realized that people, their disposable incomes yet gone down, and there are also liquidity crunch within the economy, we have seen $2 to be affordable for the members of the Football Fraternity. Yes, we also want to create an intimidating atmosphere at the Rufara when we clash against the Comoros, and we want people to come in direct numbers. Yes, we have slashed these charges to $2. Yes, our appeal for people to come in their large numbers.
We are also hearing of problems that are bedeviling the Warriors, and there was no certainty that this Zimbabwe-Comoros match will kick off because of financial problems until well-wishers chipped in. What's exactly the problem that ZIFA is facing?
Yes, I can confirm that ZIFA is broke. The association has been facing a number of liquidity challenges, owing that one, ZIFA itself is an organization that does not generate any income. It has to survive on the benevolence of the government and the various stakeholders. We have said it and we continue to say that problems that are bedeviling ZIFA have to do with sponsorship. We have been unable to secure sponsorship for this national team. As you are aware, football worldwide survives and thrives because of government sponsorship. But this is not happening in Zimbabwe.